dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays, everybody. Hope you are enjoying this magical time of year. If you are thinking about making some improvements, making some repairs, if you've asked Santa Claus for some new DIY tools under the Christmas tree, if you've got a project in mind you'd like to get done, reach out to us because we are here to help you do just that. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about icicles. Now, most people, when they see icicles hanging off the edge of the roof, go, oh, how pretty. Aren't they nice? But I see roof leak. I'm not being Scrooge here, Les, but you know what that means. It means they've got ice dams, and the water's going to back up, go under the shingles, and leak into the house, causing a lot of damage. It doesn't have to be that way. We're going to talk you through that problem and let you know what you can do to fix it, and we've got some advice on how you can even get your insurance company to pay for it.
All right, I'll let you have that. Also ahead, in most homes, usable space is at a premium, and these days you really are looking to take any opportunity to add more. It's definitely tempting, but guess what, guys? There's one area that you shouldn't be overlooking, and that's the attic. We're going to highlight several ways that you can take advantage of the space overhead in just a bit.
And one of the most effective ways to reduce drafts and lower home heating costs is to seal spaces where cold air leaks in. Spray foam is a great way to do just that. We're going to share tips on a new product that makes that job easier than ever.
First, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DI-done project. So let us know what you are working on.
Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Alaska where Matt's on the line and needs some help building a closet. What's going on?
I have a closet that's about 10 feet long and 3 feet wide. And currently the entrance is on the short wall from my hallway. It's a long, skinny closet, and it's not very useful because if I store anything inside, I have no room to maneuver past it to access items stored behind it. And one wall is right by my front entrance. So what I'd like to do is create an opening in that wall, and that would provide much-needed front entryway storage. And the walls of the closet do run perpendicular to my roof trusses, so I believe them to be load-bearing. My question is, do I need to build a temporary support wall while I create that opening, since the other wall of the closet, which is right next to it, will remain intact? So any insight you have would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
Hey, Matt. So, you know what? I have a house that I bought some time ago that had that times two. We had two of those exact shaped closets like that where, you know, the wide wall was closed off and the short wall, I guess they kind of expect you to sort of shimmy in sideways to use the closet. It's a complete waste of space. So I did exactly what your suggestion is. I closed off the short wall and I opened up the wide wall. The question about whether or not it's load bearing or not, it may or may not be. I can't really tell. And even if you do have trusses that cross it, it may not be load bearing in the same way that a house that's not built with trusses is, because those trusses actually transfer a lot of the load around. But look, when in doubt, go ahead and build the temporary wall, right? I mean, there's no point in not doing it. It's a pretty easy step. It's going to take you an extra couple of hours to put one on both sides. So I say go ahead and build the temporary wall, reframe it as if it is load-bearing, better safe than sorry, and enjoy that newfound closet space.
Tristan, I was on the line with the flooring question. What can we do for you today?
It's going to be laying down a laminate flooring. What is the most easiest way of doing it?
The easiest way to do this, laminate floor is a good place to start because laminate floor doesn't, it's not a floor that needs to be glued together. It usually locks together. The joints on the boards usually snap together. So what you want to do, is this a fairly square room that you're working in, or is it an oddly shaped room?
Well, I mean, I got to cut and measure, but for the most part, it is square.
So what you want to do is just be conscious of where the seams on the flooring are going to end up. Because if you find the middle of the room, you'll start from there and you'll work out. But what you want to avoid is to have the boards that are up against the wall to be really narrow, like 1-inch strips or 2 or 3-inch strips. So you want to decide whether you're going to start these seams right in the middle of the room or overlap with the first piece so that when you get to the edges of the wall, they're kind of even. And then the next thing is, since they all kind of lock together, you want to leave a little bit of a gap, like maybe a quarter of an inch between the edge of the laminate floor and the wall or baseboard molding itself. And then you're going to use a second piece of molding on top of that, like a quarter round or a shoe molding, to cover that seam. This allows the floor to expand and contract. And depending on the type of floor you purchase, some of them have an underlayment built into the panel itself. And in other cases, you put down an underlayment first, which could be like a very, very thin layer of foam. It helps to give the floor a little bit of give and comfort.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Holy moly, you guys. Are you counting down? It's like less than 2 weeks to the big day. What are you working on? Are you trying to get projects done before family comes? Are you still searching for the perfect gift? Well, whatever it is, times are running out. Let us give you a hand to get everything done on time so the big guy delivers. Still to come, icicles on trees, they're pretty. Icicles on your roof, pretty, but they can cause some major leaks. We're going to explain why next.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, oh, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip Grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? Are you tackling some projects around the house? Are you thinking about a project that you want to do? Or maybe you're just out and about shopping? Well, whether you are dealing with a repair at home or maybe you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, or your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. All of that on the Money Pit Podcast.
Yeah, don't pull up the couch. Just pull up a spackle bucket or two. Sit on down and tell us what's bothering you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. And, guys, you can download the Money Pit today right now at moneypit.com/podcast.
Jesse in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So I have a question about the laundry pump setup that's in my basement right now. The current setup has our washing machine draining into a laundry tub, and then the laundry tub drains into a sump pump that sits inside a bucket that sits just on top of the basement floor. And the sump pump pumps it up into the main drain line that extends out of the house. I've got my eyes on a new gray water pump that I'd like to replace the sump pump with. And the gray water pump has a vent location that says it has to be connected to a vent system for the pump to operate correctly. And so I'm wondering if that vent system, like, do I have to somehow connect that to the main vent stack in the house, or can I just hook up some sort of new vent system in the basement? I'm a little unclear on what to do with that aspect of it.
Okay, so first of all, the entire assembly that you just described to us is not done correctly. You know, you're not supposed to be draining laundries into sumps in any way, shape, or form. Your idea of putting in a gray water pump, however, is the right way to go. And then, of course, you would discharge the washing machine into that gray water pump. It would be float actuated, and it would lift the water up high enough to drop it into the main waste system for the house. And yes, it is supposed to be vented as well. And the vent would, in most cases, connect with the stack vent for the house, although there is a type of ball vent that could be used and not connect, where it would just let air in but not gases out. So there are two ways to do that.
Okay. The main vent stack in the house, it seems to be pretty much inaccessible. There is no opening that I seem to be able to tap into it. So can you tell me again what the other type of valve was that I can look for?
It's technically known as an air admittance valve, and basically it lets air in, but it doesn't, like, let gases out.
Okay. And so I can simply just have that exist in the basement space and that will allow the pump to function properly.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Time to talk wallpaper with Nora. What is going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have a lovely wallpaper that looks great, except for some of the seams, like about half of them, are curling up a little bit, and I haven't been able to find a good product to keep them flat. I'm looking for a product that I can use because I hate to have to strip off that whole wall's worth of wallpaper just because I can't keep the seams flat.
Is it just in that one area, or is it in multiple spots around the room?
It's multiple spots across a load-bearing wall in the center of the home. So it's just seems to be that whole wall, because that's the wall I put the wallpaper on for an accent.
Is it in sort of the same spot, the same height across the wall? I'm just trying to figure out if there's something maybe weird going on with the wall.
Yeah, because I have wainscoting down below.
Okay.
And then wallpaper above. And so it's the seam up the wall where the wallpaper is.
Right. Is it the vertical seam or the seam where the bottom of the paper meets the wainscoting?
Vertical. The vertical seam where the two pieces
meet
together.
And it's happening at every panel?
Pretty much across the wall. So
that's a lot. So, I mean, it could have been a couple of things. It could have been during the installation process you just didn't get enough of the glue on the ends and then it just kind of didn't adhere right, or you didn't bookmark it long enough so that glue sets up properly. But what you can do now is there's several seam repair products, and I know they're kind of annoying, but you sort of put that glue on and then you do sort of re-roll over that whole area of the seam until it kind of adheres and sticks itself down. So hopefully that can repair it. But I'm just curious that it's happening over the entire room, if there's like a moisture issue or something else going on like at that wall at every seam.
No, it's not the entire room.
It's the one wall, correct.
It's the one wall, because I do have a second wall and those seams look fine.
Hmm.
It's just that one wall. So that's what I'm dealing with, and I don't want to have to strip it all off.
No, I don't want you to. Have you tried a seam repair glue at all?
I did. It's been a while ago, and it didn't work at all. So it's like, I don't know if there's something on the market now that works better than the product I tried to begin with.
There's a brand that is available on Amazon. I mean, when it comes to something like this where I don't have a lot of personal experience with it, I do like to look at the reviews, because I think it is a good indication. And there's a brand on Amazon called Solve It, S-O-L-V-I-T-E, and it's a wallpaper repair adhesive. And they've got 7,000 four-star reviews. And another similar product has 2,500 4.5-star reviews. So I think that's probably a good indication of something worth trying, right? And it's only 10 or 15 bucks to buy a tube of this stuff. I would give it a shot, and I'd pick one of the seams and see how well it works before I commit to the whole wall. The one thing is, you want to make sure you find what works before you do more than that, because you can't keep putting multiple different types of adhesive on top of the one before it, because that's just not going to work.
Right.
All right. We'll give it a shot. Good luck. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you very much.
Well, snow on your roof and icicles on the eaves might look pretty, but both could mean that you have a problem. Now, heavy snowfalls followed up by those warmer days often allow ice to kind of dam up at that roof edge, where it starts to block all that melting snow, and then that can lead to some serious leaks inside the house.
Yeah, and you know what? It's more common in attics that have a lack of adequate insulation, and also those that are not properly ventilated. So to prevent this, be sure your roof has plenty of vents. Don't block them off in the fall and the winter, and make sure you have good soffit and ridge ventilation. And if you plan to replace your roof soon, you want to also be sure to have the contractor install ice and water shield. Now, that's a roof product that gets installed along the roof edge, at the bottom edge, kind of at the overhang. It goes up under the first 3 feet of roofing, and it really provides an extra layer of protection against those ice dams.
Yeah, now in southern climates, though, an ice and water shield underlayment can protect against leaks from heavy wind-driven rain, the type that you would get from a hurricane. And in that installation, it would cover the entire roof, and then the shingles are installed right on top of it.
Yep, and this way, if the shingles get blown off, the ice and water shield is still attached, protecting your home until you can get back to fixing it.
Mike in Nevada's on the line with a window question. What's going on at your money pit?
I have an old house that was I'm fixing up to retire in. And it's got the old wooden windows in there that has a cross in there with like four panes. And someone broke into it, and I'm trying to figure out a good video, or I don't even know what those kind of windows are called. So I'm just lost where to start. And then I talked to an old-timer guy, and he said they sell that putty that goes in those window panes in a can, and he said just smear it in there with your fingers and then trim it off with a pocket knife. And I thought, well, maybe they sell it in caulking guns by now.
No, because it's not caulk. It's called glazing, and it is like a putty. And so what you want to do is scrape out, obviously, the broken shards of window and the old glazing, and you'll get sort of a nice, clean, recessed edge. You press the new pane in place, and it gets held in place with the glazing. And in fact, there's kind of a special putty knife that you can use for that, or you can use a standard one. The special one just has a couple of more bells and whistles to it for glazing that window. But basically, you're going to trowel it in there and try to be as neat as you possibly can. Look at the other seams around it, try to make it match it. Sometimes with old windows, you have to replace that glazing from time to time anyway. Now, I would imagine that those windows are going to be a little bit drafty, so you'll have to decide whether you want to add storm windows on top of that or not. But they're beautiful windows, I'm sure, and they just take a little more work to keep them operable and working.
Well, they broke the wood, the wooden cross out, and I was looking at that trying to figure out how do you make new ones. That's what I was trying to find out.
So that's more of a carpentry project, and that is going to take somebody that's got a pretty high degree of carpentry skills to put it back together, especially if it's a milled piece. Do you have the broken pieces? Is it all possible that you could use those to glue it back together? Because if that was the case, I would recommend you use epoxy on that. And there are some epoxies out there that can rebuild missing sections of the wood. For example, if you ever have a rotted windowsill, sometimes you get kind of a hole. It's just like a rot hole. There's an epoxy patch that works well for that, that basically you can fill up like you're filling a cavity and then sand it off, and it works great. So what do you have left? Anything of these broken pieces?
I got some of them from the outside, but there's a big piece like a right in the middle where they join at. That's the one I couldn't find, and I thought maybe there's a video that tells you how to make a new one of those. I'm pretty good with a lot of tools and carpentry building things, but I don't know even what those kind of windows are called.
Yeah, Mike, the product that I would recommend is called JB Weld. JB, the initials JB Weld. And it's a premium epoxy putty, and you can use it to pretty much rebuild anything. And it can sort of restore the structural integrity to that piece. So, again, I would try to put back together everything you've got, and the piece that's missing, perhaps you can rebuild with the epoxy putty, and then you're good to go.
Marilyn in South Dakota's on the line with a cabinet question. How can we help you today?
A galley kitchen. It's very small. We just live in a small ranch, but we put in quarter-sawn custom-build cabinets with the crown molding to the ceiling, the French cabinets up to the ceiling, and or European style. And so we're going to be putting the house on the market, and my husband and I are having a little debate because I want to take them out and bring them with. They're quarter sawn solid oak, and, you know, we put them in years ago where if we had to repeat this again now, it would be like three times the cost. And so I want to take them out, and I'm designing a new home, so, you know, I have the galley design sort of drawn in, and so we could put them basically in the same configuration with just a little bit more room on both ends for other living space. So I just wanted to get in your opinion on that.
Sure. I mean, why not? You can basically disassemble it the same way that you assembled it. You mentioned that you have crown molding on the cabinets all the way up to the ceiling. That'd be the place to start. And I would take the doors off, take the molding apart, take the doors off next, because you don't want to have to work on those cabinets with the doors on them. So I would take the doors off at the hinges, carefully pack them and store them and label them so you know which cabinet they go to. And then just start taking the boxes apart. Start with the wall cabinets and work your way down to the base cabinets. And, you know, the difficulty of the project is going to be, you know, totally based on how they put it together the first time. But hopefully you can get everything apart pretty quickly. With just some, very gentle prying off of the molding and with removing of those cabinets the same way they were assembled, they were probably screwed into the wall, you should be good to go. I would be careful that the wall cabinets are usually also screwed together, and so you may have to pull out more fasteners than you expect, but I certainly don't see any reason you can't disassemble them, especially given the fact that they're good quality cabinets and that you feel like there's a place for them in the new home.
I've been wanting to kind of call about this, but we weren't sure until we found out for sure we are going to be moving.
All right. Well, it sounds like we've got a plan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, converting your attic into living space is a very ambitious project, but it is possible if you've got enough height to work with. We've got a short list of the other things that you should be considering when the Money Pit continues.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Alberta blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Reading, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope you guys are enjoying this magical time of year when we spend so much time in our homes with our family and friends. We hope that if you've taken on some projects this year to make that home more special, more beautiful, more comfortable, you're able to enjoy it now. But we are going to focus now on the days ahead. Next year is around the corner. And if you've got questions on projects you'd like to get done, now is a great time to reach out. Just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Alan and George is on the line with a roach question. You've already given me the creepy crawlies. What's going on at your money pit?
I'm having to have a forced move.
Okay.
As of like 8 days ago. And so now I'm going into this other house, and it is just crawling with both American and German cockroaches.
And you can understand them because of their accent?
The bug man came in and sprayed, but I was not here, so I don't know where he sprayed.
Well, I mean, I think at this point you have to trust that he knows what he's doing and see if he can get this under control. I mean, from an extermination perspective, whatever he's going to apply is going to kill both of them. I mean, the American cockroaches are bigger than the German ones, but they're still, you know, pretty nasty. And, you know, generally the advice on dealing with these things is to keep a clean house, I mean, a really clean house, and then to use baits and gels and powder insecticides. And you're better off having the professional do that because, frankly, they can get their hands on the stronger stuff that you can't. And they know where to put it. They know how much to apply. And hopefully it'll do the job of getting these things under control and completely eliminating them. And then perhaps when you move into this house, that plus improved hygiene, because it sounds like the last occupant was pretty sloppy and may have left food around or had leaks in their plumbing, things that can sustain these insect populations, that's not going to happen again. So I think you did the right thing, and it's just going to take a while for them to go away.
Okay, would it do any good to, like, bomb behind it, or will that...
No. No, no, no. I wouldn't get involved in that. And I can't tell you how many times we read stories about those bug bombs blowing up houses. Because there's a lot of people out there that think if one of those bug bombs is good, using eight is better. It usually ends up with blowing out the front wall of the house or worse. So, yeah, I wouldn't do that. No, I would just trust the professional. Let's just assume that the guy put the right material in. And listen, if you got questions, call the company up. Ask them what they did, what they used. They should be at least leaving you information on what products they put in, and find out if there's a guarantee. If you see any more roaches, you know, should you call them, and how long should you wait to make that call? Because it might take a couple of days for these things to settle down.
All righty. Well, I appreciate y'all.
Well, in most homes, usable space is at a premium, so any opportunity to add more space is absolutely tempting. And that's why the attic can be one of those tempting spaces to remodel. Now, the first thing to do is to check the height of the attic, determining your head-banging potential, you know, by measuring from the floor to the highest point. If it's 7 feet or more, you can walk comfortably down the center of the attic, then you can probably make a go of adding storage there.
Yeah, now if this sounds like a job that you want to take on, it's highly advisable that you work with an architect or other design pro to help you work through the issues and then detail exactly what you need to have done.
Now, beyond the basic design, you'll need to plan on improving the attic floor joists during the conversion by having sister joists installed next to their undersized siblings. Now, properly installed, these can span over load-bearing walls and support normal floor traffic.
Now, you also want to make sure that you're planning for attic stairs. If you presently access your attic by pull-down stairs, you're going to need room for a proper staircase for permanent access, and that does take up a lot of room. You need about 14 feet or so of space to build a straight stair, and much less for those angular configurations, but you do want a regular old staircase.
Now, when we say finish, we're not talking about making this like finished living space, because in some parts of the country, if you do that, you need to add a sprinkler system as well. What we're talking about is finishing it off enough so it can adequately support storage.
Now, when it comes to storing things in the attic, remember, the insulation is up there to keep the house warm. So if you're going to start using that flooring area to store a bunch of stuff, you want to make sure that you're not squishing the insulation and reducing its R value. You can sort of designate a smaller area as the storage point so that you don't have to worry about all the insulation being affected.
And finally, when you get all that stuff up there, make sure you can see it. You know, when we did some storage additions to our attic, we added some additional lighting. And, man, I'm so glad we did because... You know, it's so nice to be able to go up there and see everything and reorganize things and get rid of things because we have plenty of light. So good time to add perhaps some LED lights to that space.
Christy in Delaware is on the line. How can I help you today?
I have a back porch that is on a concrete slab, and I recently installed a storm door. It's a 36-inch door, and, you know, the bottom of the door has the built-in weather stripping. But, you know, it was installed and everything's fine. But there's pieces of that concrete slab right where the door is that over time has chipped away, and more specifically in each of the corners. And I'm wondering, what can I do to build it up, fill it in without having to, like, you know, buy a whole bag of sacrete?
So you're going to want to use a patching compound on that. And you're right, it's not typical. It's not a typical bag concrete mix. It's made by the same manufacturers. Take a look at Quikrete, Quikrete. They have a patching compound. And basically the difference is the patching compounds are designed to stick to the original concrete surface. So if you have some chips, or broken out sections there, you can repair it with the patching compound. And this way it'll stay, you know, through the weather. And in terms of that door, that's not striking properly, what you could do is put a sweep on the outside of that door. They have door sweeps that attach to the outside, and they're adjustable, so that you can have one side be lower than the other. And some of them are rubber where you can actually scroll it, take a marker and, like, trace the uneven concrete surface to the bottom of the door sweep and basically cut it to fit.
Yeah, because the problem that I'm having is, you know, little critters get in, you know, slugs, crickets, that kind of thing. And it's really not it's just the corners.
I would do both. I would patch the concrete, and if the door sweep is still not in constant contact, I would replace it and then adjust it to fit.
Okay, great.
Good luck with that project, Christy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this busy holiday weekend. What are you guys tackling at your money pit? Whatever it is, let us lend you a hand. Coming up, spraying floor and wall cavities to seal out those drafts usually requires a bulky two-part spraying system. Now, a new single-part foam insulation product is making it easier than ever to seal and insulate your home. We're going to explain when the money pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed.
For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DaiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? Are you dreaming of sugar plum fairies, you know, all those wonderful holiday things? Or perhaps you're dreaming of a home renovation. That's also a wonderful holiday thing. Well, whatever it is, we want to help you make your Money Pit your best home ever. So follow us at the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Joan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have a small 8x10 outbuilding. And I'd like to use it for a craft shop, a craft studio, but I need to heat it to make sure the paint doesn't freeze in the winter. Also, I need it to, you know, be a functional temperature. So I'm not really sure how to go about that.
Okay, so first of all, can you get gas lines to this particular building so that you can use a gas heater?
That would be doable.
It would be doable. I mean, the other option is propane.
Propane, yeah. We're not allowed to have propane where I live in town.
Okay. So, I mean, if you can get natural gas lines run to that particular building, then what I would use is a gas furnace, and I would heat it the same way I would heat a house. Now, is it one open space?
Yeah, it's just a little tiny little building.
So if it's one open space, you can probably put a small wall heater, gas-fired wall heater in there, and insulate it as best you can, and I think that will be enough to keep it warm.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot. Thanks a lot.
Well, one of the most effective ways to reduce drafts and lower home heating costs is to seal spaces where that nasty cold air leaks in. Now, spray foam is a great way to do that, and DAP has just launched a new spray foam system that is perfect for builders, remodelers, and serious DIYers like you.
Yeah, it's called the Touch and Foam Professional Wall and Cavity Foam. And now Touch and Foam is portable, it's self-contained, all one-component polyurethane foam dispensing kit, and it's perfect for sealing gaps in wall and floor cavities, as well as your attic, your basement, and even crawl spaces.
Now, here's the key difference between this product and what's out there now. Unlike the two-part spray foam systems, these require mixing separate components. DAP's wall and cavity foam consists of only one container that has both the A and the B components already mixed inside. Now, this makes it a lot less complicated and easier-to-use solution that can be applied in a wide temperature range of between 40 degrees and 120 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, and the kit is easy to use for both professionals and homeowners that are doing repairs, renovations, and even new installations, and they effectively air seal and insulate homes and buildings while enhancing the R value and providing Class A fire resistance. It's great for repairs, renovations, and even new installations.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool product. DAP's definitely revolutionized spray foam application with this first one-component broadcast spray foam. You'll find the DAP Touch and Foam system at Menards and select Home Depot stores, or learn more at DAP.com.
Mona in Wyoming, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a garage that has a low spot in it up by the front tire, and the snow all comes off of it and then sits there. It doesn't drain out, and then it freezes, and then I have a skating rink.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if there's anything that I can use to either kind of fill in that hole and spread it out, you know, make it more level, or what would happen if I drilled holes down through it?
Well, that was my first thought, Mona. If you were to fill this in, if I was to tell you how to fill this in, do you think that that would allow the water to drain out?
Probably not.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of.
Unless I filled it, you know, quite a bit and then sloped it back.
There is a way to do that. There are materials called patching compounds. They're epoxy in nature, or they're made of other materials that are designed specifically to adhere to the old floor. And so one thing you could do would be to basically re-level the floor using an epoxy patching compound to smooth out those areas. Another idea that comes to mind is that there are a number of garage floors out there that are modular in nature that can be assembled on top of the concrete and basically give you about an extra half inch of height. And the water, if it collects at all, would be kind of below that level. They're made to drain, they're perforated, they're durable, and they look pretty cool too. I'm thinking of one that snaps together and looks like tiles that can actually be quite a decor element as well and has more traction than the concrete would itself.
And it would go over the low spot and still be level?
Well, you would put it over the entire floor. You know, you basically would redo the whole floor in the garage with this material.
And so what about drilling holes in it? You think then I may have more water come up through? That was my concern.
Probably not, because I think what will happen is it'll just clog up. I don't think it's going to be effective. I mean, I guess it's possible you could put a drain in there if you really drilled a big hole, but we don't know what we're going to run up against when you get through that concrete.
No. Well, it's gravel underneath. But
it's a pretty big job, and if you were to drill it, I think you're probably just going to clog up. I don't think it would be an effective drain, unless you actually, you know, put a properly sized drain in there, and that's just a bigger project. I mean, if you think smoothing this out, that low spot's going to solve it, then I would just use a patching compound on it and try it. You got nothing to lose and see what happens. If you decide you don't like that, you can always go with a floor tile option after that.
Do you have a tile option, a manufacturer that you would recommend for that?
Yeah, Home Depot has dozens of these garage floor tiles. Now, they're not going to have them in the store, but if you go to homedepot.com and just search garage floor tiles, you'll see what the options are. Lots and lots of options, and you know, some of them are quite attractive.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. You know, today, when you're building a home that's storm resistant, that is definitely required by building code. But what if your house was built before those codes were enacted? We are going to share some ways that you can tackle that issue when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade. At historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens. The Casa 1910. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
www.ChristianLifestyle.com for details.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on your ho-ho home improvement projects. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Corinne in Pennsylvania reached out to Team Money Pit and says, the black flexible spacers between the three big concrete slabs that make up my driveway are brittle and coming out. How can I replace them? What do I use? And can I do it myself?
Yeah, you can definitely do it yourself. So those spacers are designed because you can't just pour a continuous slab. If you did, it would expand and contract and crack. So those spacers are put in to give it a place to move. So what you want to do is pull out those old spacers, and you're going to have to use like a skinny tool. I mean, frankly, a big screwdriver works fine to dig out any soil or moss or weeds that get sort of growing up in that area. The next thing you're going to do, Corinne, is you're going to use a what's called a backer rod, which is like a foam tube. It's a little bit wider than that gap. You'll find it at home centers. And you press it into the space that joint was at until it's about an inch or an inch and a half below the surface of that concrete slab. And on top of that, you install a flowable urethane sealant or similar product that rides basically on top of that backer rod and then sort of floats up towards the top of the slabs. Now, this way, you're not wasting a lot of that sealant, having it fall between the slabs. You're keeping it up top where it needs to be, and you will prevent anything else from getting past that and growing more weeds and gross stuff from below.
All right. Hope that helps you out with that. I know it does start to look like fuzzy and gross. As it's like lifetime is over. Now we've got one here from Pace who says, I live in an area prone to hurricanes, and I want to strengthen my roof. The house was built in the mid-80s before local codes were updated after Hurricane Hugo. Is there something I can do from the attic side?
Yes. It's not just the attic, though. I mean, listen, first of all, in a severe storm, the combined wind forces will try to lift your roof off the house. So adding spray foam insulation, while a fantastic way to lower your energy costs, will have no effect on that. So the best option for an existing home is to reinforce the roof by adding strapping and other forms of hardware that's specifically designed to connect the rafters to the exterior walls of the house. Now, there are a wide selection of options for this, but many straps and ties are made by Simpson Strong Tie, so I would start with that company and take a look at their website. But I got to caution you, Pace, because this type of retrofit is really a project best left to the pros. It's not easy. It's difficult to work in that tight space and solid workmanship to make sure that you're actually securing both ends of that strap is really important. Now, much of this will be a lot easier when you have to replace your roof, but you don't want to chance it. So have a pro tackle the project sooner rather than later.
Now, Pace, earlier in the show, we were talking about ice and water shield. And, you know, yes, perfect to use in areas with snow and cold, but also amazing, as we mentioned, for southern climates where you're prone to hurricanes, wind-driven rain, and leaks associated with roof damage. So this is definitely a great opportunity for you here.
Yeah, because if the storm was to maybe not take the structure of the roof off, but more commonly it rips all the shingles off the roof, leaves the house exposed to the water from the storm. If you have ice and water shield across that entire roof, it adheres to the sheathing and also stops rain from being able to get through it. So that's why in a southern climate, it's a good extra layer to have in between the shingles and the roof sheathing.
All right. Good luck with your roofing project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day listening to us. We hope that we've been helpful. We hope we gave you an idea or two to help you get on with your home improvement projects. If you still got questions, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A week before Christmas in Florida and the East Coast are battening down the hatches. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says more wind and rains in the forecast for much of Florida, along with the possibility of even more severe weather.
There's the potential with the heavy rain, also the potential for tornadoes and some strong damaging winds with those storms as well.
Otto says while Florida is getting rain this weekend, that system will move up the coast and a few areas can even see snow.
Behind this system, it's going to become a lot colder. We'll have some lake effect snows, some upslope snow into the central Appalachians as well. But again, the big cities just rain for this system.
And that could make for a sloppy start to the beginning of the busy holiday travel season. Counting down the days until the Iowa GOP caucuses, the candidates hitting the hustings at a campaign event with law enforcement officers in the town of Corydon. Florida Governor DeSantis says if the campaign continues to focus on former President Trump, it'll give President Biden a better chance for re-election.
If 2024 is a referendum on Donald Trump specifically, or any of the other issues that are not germane to getting people able to get ahead again, securing the border, cracking down on crime, doing all that, that's going to give the Democrats an advantage.
Meanwhile, in Durham, the former president took exception to Mr. Biden's green energy policies.
Here's the problem. China is right now building 50 coal-fired plants, okay? Big plants, bigger than anything we have. 50 of them. They're building on average one a week, and now
it's Iowa caucuses, that is, are Monday, January the 15th. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, Relief, relieffactor.com.
Finland has reported a rush of migrants across its border from Russia before the closure of 2 border posts.
Finland has experienced an influx of asylum seekers just after it briefly reopened 2 of its 6 border posts with Russia. The border posts were closed the following day. Finland blames Moscow for sending migrants to the border in an effort to destabilize the country, which joined NATO in April. Russia denies the accusation. I'm Karen Chamas.
The leaders of Italy and the UK agree to tackle irregular migration in Europe, pledging to intensify cooperation in the fight against human trafficking. Italian Premier Meloni and UK Prime Minister Sunak held talks in Rome today, joined by their Albanian counterpart, Edi Rama. He is seen as a key ally in the efforts to manage migrant arrivals from North Africa to European shores. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's being called a major drug bust.
Four California men charged with running a drug ring that sent hundreds of pounds of cocaine and methamphetamine to Australia, New Zealand, and other parts of the Pacific. Authorities say the shipments were disguised as everything from car parts to instant noodles. Two of the men are now in federal custody. Two others are fugitives. Investigators seized more than 1,600 pounds of meth and 200 pounds of coke. Jason Walker reporting.
Quaker Oats recalling several of its granola products because the foods could be contaminated with salmonella. The company is asking customers to throw out certain types of granola bars and granola cereals, even though they've not received any negative reports from customers who are being asked to report their recalled products to the company for information and reimbursement. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on your home improvement projects this special time of year. So if you're trying to get a few last-minute things done around your house and you need some help, reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Maybe you're thinking about projects you want to tackle in the year ahead. Maybe it's tied to a New Year's resolution you want to make. Whatever's on your to-do list, please slide it over to ours by reaching out with those questions. Coming up on today's show, I have a question. Leslie, I know what your answer would be to this. It's this. Are you a paint collector?
Yes.
You save partially used cans of paint for that just-in-case moment when you're going to need it for touch-ups or a new project. Well, if that's you, we all share with that habit. But we're going to teach you how to prevent that paint from actually going bad so it truly is ready when you need it, if you ever need it.
You're going to need it. You should hold on to it. Also ahead, especially here, we're talking about hanging pictures. It can be daunting. You can mess up the wall, then you have to cover it up. Not with just the painting, maybe some paint. So here, you see it all ties together. But definitely when it comes to hanging pictures, sometimes they're pretty heavy. And no matter what wall surface you've got that you're drilling into, there is a tried and true way to secure all of those things that you hang on the wall safely. So we're going to explain that.
And if you're jumping into holiday decor, we've got some tips on how to make the best first impression by decorating the first thing your guests see, your front door. So whether it's classic or contemporary, we're going to help make sure yours can stand out.
But first, we want to help you create your best holiday home ever. What are you working on this very busy season? Are you kind of just taking it easy and focusing on the holiday? Probably not. You're probably getting your house in tip-top shape so you can make it all sparkle and make it the most memorable holiday. Well, whatever it is, we can totally lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Hey, John, in New York, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Last week, I heard something about a guy talking about drainage issues in the basement, and you start talking about certain things to make sure of with the gutters and the footer drains and making sure the soil slopes away from your house.
Yep.
My situation's a little weird. I have a saltbox-style house, 1750 square feet. A very steep hill my house is built into. So basically, two sides of the basement are partially in the soil. One side butts up to the garage at the ground level on one side of the house. And one wall of the basement's below the ground completely.
Mm-hmm.
I have very good drainage. I'm on a hill, like I said. However, when it rains heavily, I do get that seep around the foundation. And my thought was, how do you slope soil away in a situation where there's an overwhelming grade from the property coming right up against the house?
Yeah, that's a good point. So in your situation, the grade is not as important as what you can do to intercept that runoff through your property. So two things. First of all, the advice that we gave you about gutters, that's really critical even in your situation. The gutters have got to be clean, free-flowing, and those downspouts have got to be discharging away from the house. In your case, you're going to probably want to go from the uphill side to the downhill side. You might want to run them underground through solid PVC pipe and have them break out the daylight somewhere on the downhill side. So you're really managing that roof water. In terms of the runoff, the way you handle that was with something called a curtain drain. Basically, it's a trough drain, and it gets laid into the soil, and as the water runs down the hill, it falls into this drain, and then it gets intercepted and sort of run around the house. Now, instead of going through all the work to construct a French drain where you have to dig trenches and use perforated pipe and stone and filter cloth, there's another type of a prefabricated French drain pipe that you can pick up at Home Depot, and it's made by NDS. It's an easy drain pipe, and you'll recognize it when you see it because it's a plastic drainage pipe that's surrounded with, it looks kind of like a packing peanut, and then there's a filter cloth around that. So they're one piece, they're modular, and you basically stack these up side by side and then put the soil back on top of them. It's a very fast, easy way to put that French drain in without going through all of the work that you would have to if you were building it kind of from scratch. So in your case, you have to put this drain in to intercept the runoff of the water, run it around the house, again, out to daylight, and then I think that your water problems will go away. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jennifer in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a rental house that is a basement home, and it has a concrete patio that is rather large, probably around 12 feet long by 8 foot wide. The house has been built several years ago, and over the course of time, the concrete patio has gotten pitted. It looks like from the use of rock salt to melt the ice and snow off of it. And I didn't know, just because of the size of the patio, I'm guessing it's going to be pretty costly to replace it. I didn't know if I had any other options.
Yeah, you do. And this is a perfect scenario for this. Quikrete makes a product called Concrete Resurfacer, and it's specifically designed for scenarios like this. You can apply this resurfacer to the entire slab, and it's designed to stick to it and fill in those pock marks and those little gaps, and it will give it a whole new look. It'll look like a brand new slab, but it will resurface it completely.
Wow, that's great. What is it called?
It's made by Quikrete, and it's called a concrete resurfacer. It's basically a blend of Portland cement and sand and polymers. And the polymers and the other additives basically set it up so it can stick to the original concrete. There is a preparation. You have to pressure wash it first to get it nice and clean. But once you apply this, you can basically squeegee it or trowel it on, and you can use a brush finish so it gets that nice sort of slip-resistant finish when you're all done.
That's great news. I didn't realize there was anything like that. So thank you.
Specifically designed for this project. All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Bill, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you with your flooring project?
I bought a house like 3 years ago, and I hired these people to come and, you know, strip my other hardwood floors in my living room, and they never did a good job, and I could never get a hold of them. And the hardwood squeaks. I want to redo it. What is the best the best way to, refinish it.
Okay, so the issue is that you want them to be to stop squeaking, or you want to refinish it, or kind of both?
Stop squeaking. And also, I want to refinish them.
Okay, so there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, because you're doing the refinishing and the repair at the same time, that actually makes this a little bit easier. But what you're going to want to do is deal with the squeaking issue first. And the reason that that happens is usually because of movement. If you can identify those sections of the floor that are the loudest, they're probably going to have the most movement. Then simply what you want to do is re-secure those floorboards to the floor. So you can do that with nails. If you nail through the hardwood board into the floor joist below at a slight angle with a nail that's kind of rough, like a galvanized nail, you're going to have to pilot that hole first, put a small drill hole in first, and then drill nail right through the hole, because you can't nail hardwood directly. The nail will bend, the board will split. And ones that are really leak, you can actually use a trim screw, which is a long, thin screw with a tiny head, and it's a little bit bigger than a nail. That's even a better way to do it, because the screws are really solid, and they won't pull back out again. So I would just tighten up the boards as best you can in the loudest areas. You're never going to get them all, so don't try. And then you can have your floor refinishers sand it and refinish it. And I would definitely have the sanding done professionally. I would not do this myself, because the tools are very rugged, and if you don't use them every day, you're going to damage your floor. So I would have it completely sanded and then refinished. Does that make sense?
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, you know that milk, eggs, and butter, they all have an expiration date. What about paint? It does, and we're going to share some tips to make it last next.
You live in a money pit.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QuickCrete.com.
Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you guys are working on, whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I'm calling for my son. He purchased a home. Okay, he has two kitchens. Okay, that he wants to insulate. They're outside, you know, outside wall kitchens. The house is over 100 years old. It's perched high. It's a coastal home, right? The washer and dryer are on the first floor, and it shimmies a little bit. The walls, we took down a couple of the walls, and we noticed they're similar to cabin walls. They are horizontal planks. They're spaced. Okay, and they do have a couple of nail holes due to poor insulation. No, I'm sorry, poor vinyl siding. Okay, during the winter, we also notice that the heat is very challenged. You can actually see your breath. How do we insulate these walls?
So you have a really old house, 100 years plus, and you've got some very cold walls that are cold rooms that are so cold you can see your breath. So there's a couple of things. We have to start at the beginning with this. Is this a one-story house or a two?
It's a two-story house. In fact, both kitchens are on the same side of the house, and one above the other. And the kitchen on the first floor, not only does it have the washer and dryer and shimmies the floor somewhat, but it has a dirt basement.
So the kitchens are on top, stacked on top of each other. First of all, we need to, when you're trying to evaluate how much insulation the house has and trying to make it as warm as possible, the easiest and the most important place to start is the attic. And you're in Connecticut, so you need 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass insulation across the floor of that attic. And if you don't have that much, then you're wasting a lot of heat. So you've got to really insulate the attic. Now, if you've got some insulation, that's great. You could add more to that on top of it. You want to use unfaced fiberglass bats and then stack them side by side.
Okay.
Now, the other thing to look at is the type of heating system you have in this house. Is it forced air or is it hot water?
Oh, it's electric.
Oh, it's electric. Yeah, now even more reason to make sure that place is well insulated. Did he get a home inspection done when he bought the house?
He said he did. I wasn't here. I'm here now. I'm freezing. That's why I called. You know, I wasn't in his state. I happened to come in to help him out with whatever, and to find out it's really poorly insulated.
All right, look. You had a lot going on with this house. I can only sort of poke around on this from a distance, but I would say that if you have a cold, uncomfortable house, you have insufficient insulation and probably insufficient heat. Now, the insulation is the easiest, quickest, fastest thing you can fix, and you can start in the attic. You know, insulating exterior walls is rather difficult because they're already built, although there are ways to do that. But since this is a new house for you guys, and since you say your son had a home inspection, the next call I would make would be to my home inspector, and I would ask him to revisit the house with you guys together, because you're having some pretty serious problems with it, and you're hoping that maybe he can give you some advice, and, you know, in a nice sort of way, why didn't this come up on the inspection as well? So I would do those two things, because you need more information to determine what's going on with this, but I can tell you for certain you don't have enough insulation. Well, if you're like us, you probably have accumulated lots and lots of partially filled cans of paint, you know, saving those up from past projects, because after all, why throw out perfectly good paint that you might need for touch-ups of the project you just finished, right? Makes sense.
It's the hole you never know.
That's right.
I mean, it really is. But you know what, guys? As time does go on, those paint cans definitely pile up, and then it leaves you wondering if that paint really is even any good anymore. Well, it doesn't last forever. It doesn't give you an exact expiration date like you would see on your groceries, but what you're going to find is that the quality of the paint will definitely degrade over time. how long it's actually going to last? Well, that really depends on what kind of paint it is. Is it oil? Is it water-based? What kind of container do you have it in? Are you storing it properly, like a cool, dry place? Or is it exposed to high temps, cold temps? You know, you got to look at all the factors.
Yeah. So what is the life expectancy for different paints? Well, for latex, you know, water-based paints and acrylic paint, that can actually last up to 10 years if it's not opened. And once you open it, though, it drops to as little as 2 years. Now, for oil-based paint, on the other hand, that potentially can last up to 15 years unopened and 5 years after you open it.
All right. So now you've got the paint. You've opened it up. You've been storing it. How do you know if that paint has gone bad? Well, signs that your paint isn't great anymore definitely would be drying out. If it smells yucky, if there's clumps, if you're noticing a separation of liquids and solids, if you see mold or mildew growth, if the color looks different, and issues with the container, like if you see rust or perhaps a malfunctioning spray can, those are all big clues that it's not good.
Now, speaking of spray cans, spray paint technically can also last several years like other oil paints, but with spray paints, the death blow is usually when that spray tip clogs and fails. How many times have you picked up a half-used can of spray paint, Leslie, shook it up, and then went to spray, and nothing came out? Now, to keep that from happening, here's a little trick of the trade. When you're done spraying, turn the can upside down and depress the spray nozzle for a couple of seconds. What that does is forces the leftover paint that's in the nozzle out, clears it out with the air that's behind it, and it's good to go for the next project.
Now, for a can of paint, proper storage is key. You want to make sure you're sealing those cans tightly. You want to keep them in a cool, dry place away from extreme temperatures and sunlight. And you want to make sure that that rim stays clean for proper resealing. And one trick for that is to use a straight screwdriver and a hammer to punch holes in the bottom of the rim so that the paint drips back into the can instead of pooling in that little well right there.
Now, one final tip. And this is really a tip that you're not going to find too many other places, but I've been doing it for years, and it works great. Store the can upside down. Now, why would you do that? Because think about it. No matter how clean you make that rim and how well you bang down that lid, air gets in there. But if you store the can upside down, then no more air can get in. It's completely sealed by the leftover paint that's also resting on top of that rim. So store it upside down. You might have to twist your head to read what color you got, but it definitely makes the paint last as long as it possibly can.
Now we're heading to Tennessee, where Bruce is on the line with a question about a driveway. What's going on at your money pit?
Hey, guys. I've got a driveway that's kind of, it's not cracking, but it's kind of crumbling into like small pebbles and pieces. I have heard from a buddy of mine that used to do some summer work that you can take that blacktop and put a little bit of, sand in it and mix it up into a putty and maybe save it for a couple of years. What have you guys heard?
So I think that that would work as kind of a temporary patch, but I wouldn't expect it.
And certainly not for the whole surface.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing where, like, if you're resurfacing the driveway and you all of a sudden find that maybe there's a little hole that you mixed that you missed, you could take some of that sealant, mix it with some sand, stick it into that hole, and kind of call it a day. But if you want to do this the entire surface, you need to use the products that are designed for that because they're designed to adhere properly to the surfaces that are below. And I think just trying to sort of make this from scratch doesn't make a lot of sense.
Okay, what would you suggest?
So there's a lot of good quality latex products that are out today, and what you want to do is start with the patching compounds, clean the driveway really well, use the patching compounds next, fill in those cracks, fill in those holes. If you have a really deep one, then there's essentially like an aggregate that you pack in first, then you seal the surface, and then once those dry, then you go ahead and put your top coat on and kind of broom your way out. You want to buy one of those driveway squeegees, which is kind of like the size of a push broom, but it has a squeegee on it, and just very carefully start as close to the house as possible and then bring yourself out to the street. And do it at a time where the weather's decent and when you can try to keep cars off it for 2 or 3 days at least, because the longer you let it sit, the better it is.
You suggest a certain temperature?
Well, the temperature range is going to be dictated by the manufacturer. But as long as it's not freezing and as long as it's not, you know, 100 degrees out, you're probably okay.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, if you've ever wanted to hang a heavy picture, your first concern is usually gravity. We're going to share how you can make sure that what goes up does not come crashing down when the Money Pit returns.
Hey,
concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Redding.
good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. If you've got a home improvement question, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, Leslie, we got another review that came in this week.
Okay.
From the author was Tor WDW. We want to say thank you, Mr. Tor WDW. He wrote a very nice review. Says, I got into the home improvement kick during the pandemic and then sold my house. I completely renovated for a smaller one to renovate as well, but increased my commute. I discovered Tom and Leslie after my wife suggested I find some podcasts to listen to on my drive to and from work. What can I say? Tom and Leslie are practical, informative, and know their stuff. It's been about 2 months since I discovered them, and they have both confirmed things I already knew and taught me some new things. I listen to the show weekly and appreciate both their planned tips and the questions they answer. Very nice. Thank you so much, Tor. We appreciate it.
All right.
We don't know how to write back because you can't do that here, so we figured we'd just mention you on the show. Hopefully you'll hear this, and we appreciate it very, very much. All those reviews that are coming in are really what keeps us going, guys. So if you like what you heard, please drop us a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts.
All right. Thanks so much, you guys.
Nancy from Illinois is on the line with a question about a soffit. How can we help you today?
Well, yeah, I inherited a house that from a relative that was built in 1960, so it has soffits above the cabinets. I still have the original kitchen. I mean, everything, the floor, the counters, the appliances. You know, I know that in all the newer construction, they're using either cabinets that go from all the way to the ceiling, or they have an empty space up there where people can display things. I have a lot of dust allergies, and I'm also a senior citizen, and so I don't think I want that empty space up there that's going to collect dust. I don't want to have to be dealing with dusting that all the time and climbing up on a ladder.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out, do you think soffits will ever come back, or is the answer just you have cabinets that go all the way to the ceiling, knowing that I'm probably never going to use those top shelves.
Well, actually, there is a way for you to use those top shelves because there are ways that you can bring those shelves down to stack things on them and put them back up. There's cabinet designs where the entire shelf contents pulls out and drops down and sort of hinges down, and then it goes back up. There are accessible design options that are made by a bunch of different manufacturers, so it is possible to even have high cabinets and be able to use that space if that's a need for you.
I've got two torn rotator cuffs in both shoulders, so I'm not even supposed to be reaching up high, so I don't know how difficult it is to get those shelves, you know, to drop down.
Usually there's a handle that's sort of like shoulder height where you reach out right in front of you and pull it towards you, and then that whole thing drops down from there.
Oh.
It's all on springs, so it supports itself. Called Reva Shelf, R-E-V-A Shelf, and their system is simply called a cabinet pull-down shelving system. So that type of system is available. The cabinet is basically completely empty, and then the shelving system is put in, and then again, you reach out, you pull it towards you, and it drops down. And these things are strong enough where you could have, like, canned goods on every single shelf, and it's still going to hold it. So that's an option for you. The other thing is, I think the dated part of the soffits, Leslie, and you correct me because you're the decorator here,
okay,
is where the soffit extends past the kitchen cabinet. But you could sort of have a flush soffit that sort of is flush with the front of the kitchen cabinet that wouldn't give you that sort of ugly overhang, right?
Mine is flush.
Okay, well then maybe you ought to think about just keeping it the way it is and painting it to sort of blend.
I mean, I like having the soffit because then it just fills that space. So then you're not thinking about putting stuff up there, which then be, mm-hmm. you know, then it's just a dust collector. So if you're right. going to get rid of the soffit, you really need to think about, like, what is the purpose of that space above it? Am I just extending the cabinet higher? Am I, you know, putting in some glass, something that makes it purposeful? But I'm telling you, with these cabinet pull downs that Tom has mentioned, they operate smoothly. They really are helpful. I mean, any person can have one regardless of abilities, so it really will make your life so much easier.
And is it spelled R-E-V as in Victor or R-E-V as in boy?
Nope. R-E-V as in Victor. Rev a shelf.
It's like rev your engine.
Like revolving shelf, like that kind of thing.
Okay, well, that's going to be exciting for me to check out. My other question that I was going to be asking was, you know, as an aging senior that has some macular degeneration that is the slow developing kind, but still I know what's coming because relatives have had this and lost vision. Would you recommend contacting an architect, or is there a certain type of contractor that would be good to help me design this new kitchen.
So to design your kitchen, you might want to use the services of a certified kitchen and bath designer. That's a designation that is sought through the National Kitchen and Bath Association. Guys that have the certified kitchen and bath design designation are very, very competent at designing kitchens and bathrooms that meet those specific needs that you mentioned.
Well, I appreciate all this good advice. Thank you so much.
Good luck with your project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, guys, if you ever wanted to hang a heavy picture or a piece of artwork, your first concern is usually this, gravity, right? You want to make sure what goes up does not come crashing down.
That is true. And you know what? There are many types of walls out there, from exposed brick to drywall to surfaces that are covered in tile. And each material is going to have a fastener that it's best suited for. Now, each type of anchor has strengths and weaknesses, but they really boil down to two types, an expansion anchor or a hollow wall anchor. Now, an expansion anchor is going to expand when a screw or bolt is threaded into them, and they work best in thick, solid materials. Hollow wall anchors are best used in thin materials or even a hollow wall because they spread in a variety of ways once they're inserted into the wall, and then you cannot pull them back through.
Now, here's how to combine the fastener with the wall material. Now, for drywall, nails are okay, but they need to go in at a 45-degree angle. Screws are much better, and they should be used with a plastic anchor. Now, if you have anything that's heavier than 20 pounds, the fastener has got to go in to a stud. For plaster, you need to be super careful because plaster walls can crack easily when they're separated from the lath, so keeping vibration to a minimum is really key. Metal toggle bolts are the wall anchors of choice for plaster because once they're pushed through the plaster, they add support from behind. And just like drywall, for heavier items, you need to drill into the stud. Now, if you're attaching to brick or to mortar walls, you want to be sure to choose a spot in a mortar joint, the space between the brick or the stone. You'll need to use a drill with a masonry bit and then drive a wall anchor into that hole, and that's going to be what holds the actual screw.
Now, the best thing for heavy objects are definitely molly bolts because these combine the ease of installation of a plastic expansion anchor with much greater strength. And the largest mollies can hold about 50 pounds. And then, of course, there's a fastener that we love called a monkey hook. I just think the name is amazing.
It's so cool. It's like how do you describe it? It's a bent piece of wire that's very thin and very sharp on one end. And you stick it into the drywall, wiggle it back and forth. It pierces the drywall and then sort of goes up behind it and sort of locks in place. And when it's inserted, it can actually hold 50 pounds, which is amazing. So if you see those in a hardware store, pick up a pack because, believe me, you always find a reason to use them.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7. Number here is 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, are you short on decorating time this season? Well, we've got the one decorating idea that packs the most punch when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys tackling this holiday weekend? Whether you are dealing with a repair or maybe you're just dreaming about a renovation, all this cozy time at home has definitely got you planning about the things to come for the new year. Well, whatever it is, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist. We tackle all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up on the Money Pit Podcast.
Grab the Money Pit Podcast free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Virgil in South Dakota, what can we do for you today?
Hi, I've got an old home that I am restoring and renovating and remodeling. It's over a century old, and part of the process has been installation of a relatively high energy efficient furnace.
Okay.
And I just got it started and was away from the home for a while, came back, and everything was froze solid. The exhaust had developed a plug of ice, and the furnace would not run.
Oh, that's not good.
That's for sure. Anyway, the contractor that installed it rerouted the pipe so it would go through a heated room instead of up in the attic.
Right.
And so I have it going above the lay-in ceiling over my bathroom. So I've got probably a foot to a foot and a half, an inch and a half exhaust pipe sticking out of the side of the house. And I'm wondering, am I going to have a problem with that? And if so, how can I prevent it from happening again?
Yeah, that's a good question. In this situation, I would turn to the manufacturers, making sure that that you follow the recommended installation instructions for this type of a system. With a high efficiency furnace, what happens is you take so much heat out of that exhaust gas that what's left is mostly water vapor. Like 80% of it or more is water vapor, and so that's why you have to be able to have a way to deal with that. Now, if that pipe is in a heated area, if it's insulated, that's going to stop the ice from forming. But, of course, it's dangerous if it does form, because if you can't exhaust the gas, then that's going to shut down the furnace, which is a safety switch, basically. So
right.
I would make sure first that that the contractor has installed that venting consistent with the manufacturer's recommendations, which I'm sure you can find on their website. There are very detailed instructions on that sort of thing. And secondly, I would just watch it now and see what happens. Time is going to tell.
Kind of a vacation home, and I'm not there for a good part of the time, so I can't be out checking.
Right, yeah. Do you have a smart thermostat for that house?
No, there's no internet there.
That's too bad. I was going to suggest that this would be a great application for a smart thermostat that can monitor the temperature in the house, just so you'll know if it's working or not.
My other choice might be if I put in one of those smart outlets that turns on at 35 and off at 45, and if it turns on at 35, maybe one of the neighbors would see a flashing red light or something.
See a light, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen, I think that you need to work with the contractor and the manufacturer to figure out why this is happening, but I do suspect that venting has to be run through a heated area, and it's got to be better insulated, okay?
Well, he did have it insulated, and it was in the attic, which is totally unheated. So he did move it down to a heated area, and I can even move the temperature up a little bit by lifting one of the tiles and laying in the ceiling in the winter.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, are you guys short on time with all the busyness of this time of year, and you're wondering what to decorate? Well, go with the thing that guests see first, your front door.
Yeah, and you know what? It's the first thing that guests see, so your door and pretty much the whole entryway leaves a very big impression. You can easily dress that door up for the season with a classic Christmas wreath, silver bells, glass ornaments, garland, whatever. Dress it up.
Or you can hang a set of sleigh bells on the doorknob or the knocker, and they'll give a festive jingle every time a guest passes through. And anything that can really be hung over that knob, even over the top of the door that doesn't impact the operation, will work. I remember last season someone gave us to use some beautiful evergreen wreaths. So I took some coat hanger wire and with a pair of pliers carefully made my own bracket that would slide over top the door and allowed us to hang the wreath without damaging the door.
That's super smart. Now, another easy holiday update is to actually wrap your door in decorative paper. And this is really popular if your house has got some small kids. You just crisscross that wrapped door with some wide ribbon, and then it makes that door resemble like a huge gift wrapped package, which is super fun.
Yep, and once that door is set, you can extend those holiday touches to your entranceway, too. Maybe set out some pots planted with seasonal greens, add some holiday welcome mats, maybe consider some vases and dishes full of pine cones or greens. Everything contributes to put you and your guests in the holiday spirit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We know you're super busy, and those guests are going to be dropping by any minute. So we're going to share some ideas for easy guest room updates to make them feel comfortable next.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Good Old-Fashioned Big Family Christmas, a comedy by Pat Cook and directed by Andrew Gibson. Follow the chaotic holiday celebrations of the Vanderhoff family as they gather for Christmas. The family faces a series of hilarious and unexpected events, testing their bonds and highlighting the true meaning of togetherness. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net, and enjoy the store Reading, A Good Old-Fashioned Big Family Christmas, December 1st through 17th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We'll be right back.
making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope that you are enjoying this magical time of year. You can reach out to us any time of year, though, for questions about the projects you'd like to get done around your house. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or just go to moneypit.com/ask.
All right, Renee wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I recently installed a new fiberglass entry door that looks great. I've considered installing a storm door outside for added protection so we can have a full glass view door during the warm months. I've heard, though, that I need to vent the door so it doesn't warp or ruin the entry door. If so, how do I do this, or should I just skip a storm door?
So, preferences aside, you do not need to install a storm door for, as you say, added protection when you have a fiberglass entry door, because fiberglass entry doors are phenomenally energy efficient. They seal really well. They insulate really well. Storm doors were a lot more necessary with wooden doors that were naturally drafty and metal doors. And those metal doors also need to be shielded from the cold, but the fiberglass doors totally solve those problems. Now, that said, it does make sense if you want to install a storm door to take advantage of the outdoor views when the temperatures allow for it. Again, venting is not necessary with fiberglass, but to keep the air flowing, just swap out your storm door's glass for a screen door when the seasons change. As long as you don't have that storm door up in the summertime, which is completely unnecessary, although I doubt it would harm the door, what I would say is just do it for the winter, even though you don't really need the protection. But this way, in the summer and in spring, you can get the full screen door effect and have lots of nice fresh air coming in and out.
All right, Renee, good luck with that project, and I'm so glad you're enjoying your new door.
Well, the holidays are approaching, and that means house guests are not far behind. Leslie's got some tips on ways to enhance your guest rooms for a memorable stay in today's edition of Leslie's Last Words. So, Leslie, you want to make it nice, but not too nice, right? Otherwise, they won't leave.
Yeah, but you also want to make them feel like comfortable and make them so they're not looking for things or asking you for stuff, so that they're really doing their own thing in your home, which is truly the mark of a great stay, is when somebody feels very comfortable. So good ways to do that are kind of make your room more like hotel-like. So think about towels. Don't give them random mismatched towels like, oh, here's our weird Minions pool towel. Go ahead and give them like nice matching white towels. And those can always be what you use for your guests. And you can kind of roll them up nice in a basket, or if there's a chair in the room or a counter or a shelf, and you can create sort of this bathroom spot with all these beautiful towels and maybe a couple of toiletries so that they have access to that right there. If you have time, and you're kind of running out of time right now, but if you can, a fresh coat of paint really does wonders to the space. If not, a magic eraser can surely do the trick in a pinch. Now, other things, you know, bedside tables, people use them for all the travel things, their keys, their tickets, their phones, their chargers. If you don't have a bedside table, get one, and then consider adding something there like a really awesome phone charger or multiple USB ports that they're able to charge all of their devices, because that makes it super easy, and then they're not looking for all the plugs and things and where to put stuff in. I also love to very largely and right in a spot where they're not going to miss it, put the Wi-Fi password. This way they know exactly what it is. Actually, a friend of mine 3D printed for us at the ski house a really cool QR code that when you scan that links you right to our Wi-Fi login. So it's perfect. So you don't have to be so fancy, but you can make a little sign and do that too. Bedding, keep it cozy, keep it fresh. You want to make sure you leave extra pillow, extra blanket if you've got the space for it. You really want people to feel comfortable, and you don't want them bothering you too much. They're going to feel bad about doing so, but it's so nice having the guests. So make them feel welcome, and you'll be so happy to have them.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you guys enjoy having a beautiful live Christmas tree this season, you might be surprised to learn there's a really good chance your first hoard of holiday guests could be the Christmas tree bugs that came with it. We're going to tell you how to spot and evict those holiday hitchhikers on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.